Here he is, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Did you say a long weekend?
Well, yeah, you had a nice long weekend, right?
It wasn't any longer than it normally is.
Yeah, but you didn't have any crisis to worry about weather-wise around here.
I wasn't worrying about it anyhow. I just can't. We have sit-back weather through at least Wednesday. Partly sunny, mid-70s today. Clouds tonight, 50 to 55, and kind of cloudy tomorrow, but no rain, low 70s. As you head down to the city, heading down to the city tomorrow?
Yes, I am.
You'll get some rain there.
Okay.
Very light, spotty. Wednesday, partly sunny, 80. And for Thursday, sun and clouds with late day showers, cold front coming in, mid-70s. Will be fair and cooler, probably only about 70 on Friday. Right now, Saturday looks okay. Question mark about Sunday and Monday. Okay, here's the question mark about Sunday. The remains of Harvey could drift this way and give us a chance of showers. That would be on Sunday. And then that's that for Harvey. And then a cold front comes in late Monday, Labor Day, and brings showers and thunderstorms. So right now it looks like Saturday should be the nicest day of all three, and we may be able to squeeze Sunday in as well, and even part of Monday. So I don't really think the Labor Day weekend is looking terrible. Couple of little flies in the ointment that I'm sure we'll be able to iron those out before Labor Day.
All right, so coming up on the 28th, we have the sports car parade, because this is the big vintage festival at Lime Rock.
On the 28th,
Park.
That's today.
No, but that's not today, not the 28th. When is the sports car parade? Hang on a second. It comes up later on this week. I've got to find it now. Where is it here? August 31st. August 31st, they have the sports. That should be Friday, right?
That's Thursday.
Thursday, okay. They have that on Thursday. Then, of course, the big weekend of racing at Lime Rock Park, the Sunday in the Concourse Car Show, which is one of the biggest car shows on the East Coast. Then we have, of course, the Goshen Fair, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Columbia County Fair starts on the 30th and runs through Labor Day. And it's the final week of racing up at Saratoga. So there.
Well, that's a lot of stuff going on, yeah. And again, if I had to pick and choose, the best shot of rain over the Labor Day weekend would be Monday afternoon into Monday evening. That's the best shot. If I had to pick the best day, I would definitely pick Saturday, and Sunday may be no slouch either. So again, we'll be keeping you posted on that. Harvey, a Cat 4. Making landfall. Very surprising to see that storm strengthen when it was so close to the coast. But it did. 32 inches of rain in Houston. And they may get up to 50 before Harvey is finally through with them.
Now, you want to know something? I shouldn't really say this at this time because the people are struggling. Ask me what laws have been put in effect in Houston over the years about flooding, about hurricane control, ask me what laws have not been put into effect.
What laws have not been put into effect?
They haven't changed one law. Yeah. They haven't changed one law over the years.
Okay.
All this building's allowed in all these local places. The drainage problem has been the drainage problem. There's no pumping system. I mean, and it's not like Houston hasn't been hit before.
That's correct.
Take a look at the changes that happened in New Orleans. Houston has not done anything over the years. Nothing.
You heard the governor tell people that they have to get out on Friday?
Yeah.
You know, with evacuating and everything? Did you ever hear the governor once say, make sure to bring your pets?
No, but I did hear the mayor of Houston say, we're not going to evacuate the city. The mayor said that.
There you go. So, and no mention of pets. That should be right up on the list with bottled water.
Yeah.
You know, You just kind of wonder how, like you said, a city like Houston would not know all of this, because hurricanes are not, you know, they're not foreign to them. You know, they don't, they get tropical storms, they get, I mean, these, that's one of the hazards of living along the Gulf Coast, you know, especially at this time of the year. And you're right, Marshall, there should be restrictions and everything about how close to the coast you could build your homes. Someone asked me this morning, they said, will the insurance companies cover the flooding? Well, I can only speak from experience. Insurance companies, if you have flood insurance, will cover the flooding if the floods come into your house. If they don't, you're out of luck. They will not. Flood insurance does not cover flooding outside. And my entire landscaping, you remember that, Marshall?
Yeah.
During Sandy was completely ruined. $16,000 loan I had to take out from the Small Business Association so that I could fix up my lawn and everything like that. And that's after years and years, 19 years of paying flood insurance. Mm-hmm. So you tell me what good that was.
Yeah, so I just wanted to point that out to people who are listening. I mean, you know, you can neglect it, you can look your other way, but when you're a big city and things like this happen and you don't do anything to change the possible outcome, you wind up with what you wind up with.
Exactly. And you know, we'll hear now for years. Well, you already heard that the gas prices are going up, right?
Oh, yeah, gas prices will go up. Everything will go up.
But you know what, Marshall, that's a crock.
Yeah.
And then plain English, because you know what? How many refineries did they? What, maybe two or three?
Yeah.
And when you look at it, how much gas does that feed the United States? Probably not much at all. Maybe if we're lucky, less than 5%.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. If the city of Houston would protect its infrastructure over the years,
yes,
built things over the years, you wouldn't have all these problems that you have. And the people of Houston should complain. They should complain. I mean, the pictures that you're seeing in some areas of people in waist-deep water,
right?
And you can see it's not throughout the entire Houston area. It's in certain portions of it. You know, it's like in New Orleans. They screwed up waiting for everybody said what was going to happen with Katrina, but they've made a lot of changes and they've done a lot of things there. Houston has done nothing and never has to protect itself from a situation like this.
What a shame.
Yeah, never has.
What a shame.
And I feel sorry for the people in Houston. I want everybody to be safe. I want everything to go all right, but I want people to, you know, focus in on the government. Focus in on your government when they're, you know, they say they're prepared. You're not prepared if your city doesn't have any protections for pumping stations and stuff like that. You're just not prepared.
Totally agree.
That's my rant for today. I'm sorry. And like I said, I feel sorry for the people of Houston. Yep. Don't come here. And Texas. No one should have to go through 50 inches of rain. No one. And there's not much. But you know what? I hate looking at politicians who look the other way for years and years and years to save money. So, anyways, that's my rant for the morning, Pat.
Well, thank you very much.
And I want you to have a good day today. And I want you to give us, you know, keep honing that forecast for the Labor Day weekend.
I will. I promise.
All right. Speak to you tomorrow.
Okay. Bye-bye, Marshall.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.